What's ahead for farmers in 2016? Hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. What will this new year bring for farmers and the farm economy? USDA's Gary Crawford has the projections of one expert.
Now, as a farmer, if you're hoping the new year will bring a boost in 2015's low prices and a boost in incomes, then 2016 may turn out to be a bit of a disappointment.
Prices are going to remain relatively flat compared to the last few years. Low prices for most major food commodities and feed grains.
Unless there's some major shock to production either here or in other major producing countries. This from the Agriculture Department's chief economist, Rob Johansson. He gave us sort of a capsule look at this coming year.
We'll expect to see another good year in 2016 for production numbers. Relatively stable year for prices. We're expecting to see slightly fewer acres planted due to the fact that prices are relatively low. We expect to see the same occurring in a lot of other countries.
But not South America, which will continue to be a major competitor on export markets. And yes, U.S. ag exports are likely to drop again in the new year.
Maybe in 2017 we'll see prices coming up a little bit.
Maybe, but meantime, farmers have been and will be adjusting to the new lower price regime. And Rob Johansson says there are a number of things farmers could be expected to do in this new year to try to keep receipts at least equal to cost of production.
Maybe perhaps idle some marginal lands, back off a little bit on machinery purchases, probably avail themselves of farm programs more than they would have otherwise. Take out more bank loans.
But remember, all of these projections are based on so-called normal weather and normal crop yields. And Johansson says,
who knows what's going to happen with the weather?
Who knows? Nobody. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.